News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples with you here this morning, talking with Pottawatomie County Health Department Director Lisa Kenworthy and her assistant Liz Parthamer, registered nurse. It's been an interesting couple weeks here in public health, and something we've never really seen the likes of here in our history. And maybe the 1918 pandemic, I suppose, but definitely different times we're living through, and things just keep changing. I swear, by the minute, it seems like we'll get a story posted, and then the information's already dated by the time we get it posted. But I know KDHE came down with some new mandates, I guess, yesterday, and Lisa, you have some info on that?
Yeah, they'd added a couple of states to the mandatory 14-day quarantine. Prior, we'd had California, Florida, New York, and Washington. Yesterday, they added Illinois and New Jersey due to widespread community transmission. So anyone that has traveled to those states, when they return, they are on a 14-day mandated 14-day quarantine, which means staying in home, only going out for doctor's appointments, things like that. And there is four counties in Colorado. Those have not changed, would be the same mandate. Again, you know, travel to foreign, travel on cruise ships, river cruises, you know, that's been the same. If you've done any of that travel after March 15th, then it would be a mandated quarantine. Illinois and New Jersey is after March 23rd. So prior to that, those aren't included.
And I know this is difficult to get everybody to just, you know, lock in their houses and not go anywhere, because we still have things we have to do. We got to go to the grocery store, got to go to work. But I think the scary thing about all this is that sometimes people can be asymptomatic, and that's what it seems like. That's really what we don't know, and why maybe the extremes are being taken here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because you can be and still possibly be able to transmit it to someone else, or to spread it to someone else. And again, you know, kind of keeping in mind this is new, you know, but they are researching it, you know, being very diligent, you know, CDC and figuring out, you know, more about this. So that's why a lot of this stuff changes a lot as they learn more and more. And really, again, the best thing is self-isolating. If you've got to go to the store, you know, try to maintain that 6-foot distance or more. And that's also the reason the governor came down yesterday, you know, to 10 or less in a crowd, to minimize that and to make it easier to maintain that spread between people. So that's why it went from 50 down to 10, which we had currently already had put that in place, actually over the weekend, have decreased down to 10, you know, if there's a group of people.
Yeah, and beyond that, I guess the next step after that would be probably a stay-at-home order if that came down potentially from the governor, because I don't think you can get much less than 10 people.
Yeah, that makes it very difficult. I do know a lot of businesses, you know, have, you know, staggered their work schedule. Unfortunately, they have had to let some people, you know, go home or stay home, you know, if they can work from home doing that. I do know it has been an extreme struggle for some businesses, but I do want to commend those in Pottawatomie County. They have really made an effort, and they really are trying, as we are here at the county, you know, to protect our citizens and keep them healthy, keep them as healthy as we can. So,
yeah, and I don't know if you could comment on this or not, but there's a it seems to be a false sense of security for those who live out in the rural parts of Kansas and other states, that, you know, because they're so disconnected from these major cities, you know, maybe they don't take the caution quite as seriously. What would you say to that?
We're not immune to it. We're definitely not immune to it. So we might have a smaller population, and maybe that's why we've not seen it to the extent such as Johnson County or Wyandotte. But we're not immune, and there's, you know, people traveling, so, you know, be precautious. Take your precaution.
All right, again, Lisa Kenworthy, Health Department Director, and Liz Parthmer joining us here on News Radio KMAN on In Focus. I know there's plenty of information for people to read about, especially at the local level here. Where can they find information on coronavirus?
Locally, it's on our Facebook. We've been on Twitter. It's on our website. But really, the place that keeps it up to date as fast as they can is KDHE. So we direct a lot of people to go there. It has just a ton of information when things are updated, these mandates and things that governor, they're on there. And that website is KDHEKS.gov. So that was KDHEKS.gov.
All right. And then for as far as the health department, I know you're probably closed to the public right now. Is that correct?
For the most part, yes. We do and have a few appointments for, you know, that have to be seen. But those are staggered. You know, we're taking as much precaution as we can to be able to see them, but not see everybody. So yeah, in fact, the whole county has minimized or shut down any contact with the community, you know, stressing, you know, getting online and paying if it's a bill or mailing it, things like that.
Well, and health department, correct me if I'm wrong, you work with WIC too, correct?
That actually, Riley County provides that service for us. They're the ones that provide that.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if that's continuing here and how that's continuing. So maybe that's a question for Julie here later today. Because a lot of folks, unfortunately, are staying at home, and I'm sure the need for that kind of service is just going to go up.
Yeah. And, you know, they're trying to figure out creative ways as we are to maintain that service. But like I said, keep everybody safe.
All right. Is there anything else maybe we haven't touched on that we should let the public know about?
Can't reiterate, you know, self-isolation. Don't go out unless you absolutely have to. You know, social distancing, monitoring your symptoms, calling your physician or the hospital before you go in.
All right. And are you guys using the same screening line here that they're using in Riley County for that service?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to give that number here one more time. I've just got to pull it up here. I know it's 785. Hang on. My computer's running really slow. Do you have the number, Dave?
You're talking about the call screening number?
Yeah, what's that number?
Okay, 785-323-6400.
All right, yep, 785-323-6400, and that line is managed every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. by healthcare professionals. Lisa, Liz, we appreciate you guys being on here and giving us updates, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We sure appreciate it, and we'll continue our conversation with Pottawatomie County officials after this on News Radio KMAN.